Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, our special guests represent the Ocean State Theater Company, and we have a returning guest that hasn't been here for quite a while. He is the managing producer. His name is Joel Kipper. Welcome back, Joel.
Hey, Mike. How are you?
It's great to have you back again. And we have two other guests that Joel has brought along with him, and they are going to be stars of the upcoming presentation that we'll tell you all about. And I guess this is a second or a third time. I'm not sure. Alyssa Gergone is here. Welcome back, Alyssa.
Hi, Mike. Good to see you again.
Nice to see you. We'll get a little bit of detail of why you were here before. And a first-time guest, this one we're sure of, David D'Amato. Welcome, David.
Thanks, Mike. Thank you very much. This is definitely my first time.
Definitely your first time.
I've definitely never been here.
We don't know how many times Joel's been here, and we sometimes don't even remember his name. It's been so long. But we did talk about Alyssa being here before. Alyssa, you're considered a veteran now of Ocean State Theater Company.
I guess so.
Legally Blonde, mm-hmm. Fools.
Les Mis.
Mm-hmm. So this new production is called The Last 5 Years, and you are one of a huge cast of how many people?
Two.
Mm-hmm. The entire cast?
Yeah.
The whole cast is in the studio today, along with the director.
Yep.
All right. I think that's the first time, too. First time we've ever had the whole cast of a production. And Alyssa, let's just touch on you for a moment. Where did you get your start? Here in Rhode Island, I believe, right?
Actually. I suppose I'm born and raised here. I went to LaSalle for high school, and I went away for college, but came back here and worked in the area for a little bit. Now I'm in New York, but I'm happy to be back.
Working out of New York. And David, how about you? Where do you hail from?
I'm from New York. I'm from Long Island.
Oh, that's too bad.
What can I say?
Okay.
We're from Long Island. I went to school in Philadelphia. Moved back to New York. Spent some time in Las Vegas. I was in the show Jersey Boys out there. And back in New York, and just kind of rolling around the Northeast, theater.
Doing theater and making a living.
Trying desperately.
Joel, let's find out a little bit about the show. And I am not familiar with this musical. Tell us a little bit about it.
So this is a wonderful contemporary musical by Jason Robert Brown, who did the music and lyrics and story. It's actually based in some truth about his life. It's semi-autobiographical about his relationship with his ex-wife. And so it is a wonderful show in the sense that it is a sung-through musical. There is some small snippets of dialogue, but as I was telling somebody the other day, what's wonderful about this show is that it doesn't feel like a traditional musical, because the way the lyrics and the music are written, it is so conversational that you forget you're watching a musical. And the overwhelming sense that I get, you know, when I'm in rehearsal or I watch the show, and it's just this honesty and truth about this couple, and it spans 5 years of their relationship, and it goes from the beginning of their relationship to the end of their relationship, and sort of the overwhelming theme of, you know, does love conquer all? Can love solve all problems? And but the uniqueness of the show is actually that the story, you only see the two characters on stage very shortly together in the same moment in time. Kathy, the role that Alyssa plays, actually starts at the end of the relationship and moves backwards through time. And the character that David plays, Jamie, actually starts at the beginning of the relationship and goes to the end of the relationship. So it's a very unique storytelling, but it's wonderful to watch, and I'm very excited to be able to direct this piece for our audiences.
So that's an interesting way of doing things. That's going to be very interesting to watch. They do meet in the middle, though, and there is that brief time that you mentioned. Let's get to a piece of music, and then we'll find out more about the show and more about the actors themselves. This first piece is, we're going to kind of chronologically go through the show, Joel?
Yeah, so this first piece is a song titled Still Hurting, and this takes place at the end of the relationship, but it is the beginning of the show. And so Kathy is left in their apartment after the relationship has ended, and Jamie has kind of left her with a Dear John letter, so to speak, and she's the lights come up with her sort of dealing with that moment in the show.
Foundations cracked, and I.
So, Alyssa, the way I understand this, you start the show off and as the character Kathy, and do you spend the whole first half of the show until David makes his appearance on the stage alone, or how does that work?
No, so it works, we kind of switch off stage time. So I'll come on, and my first song is at the end of the relationship chronologically. So I go, and then you see a song from David, from Jamie, at the beginning of the relationship. So it kind of switches off like that. You see the timelines kind of cross, and that's why we end up meeting in the middle, and then on the other side of that number, we kind of continue on our paths in time.
Okay, all right. David, have you seen this show before, or is this new to you?
I've actually never seen the show before. I've listened to the recording, but I've never seen a live production. So actually, you know, the visual aspect of it is a very new thing. So, I mean, I think it's a blessing in my case, just because I have no preconceived notions as to what to do. So I feel like I've got freedom to create myself.
Right, and Joel is the director. If he says jump, then
if he says jump, he says I jump, because I'm a good actor and I listen to my directors always.
There you go, there you go. Joel, what's this this next piece of music about?
So this is going to be at the conclusion of the first date that Jamie and Kathy ever had, and Jamie was raised in the Jewish faith, and so he speaks about dating a non-Jewish girl, which his family's not, shall we say, probably happy about. But he speaks about how, although his family may not be happy about that, that's something that excites him and that he very much looks forward to. So this song sort of describes the feelings he's having of seeing and being on a date with this non-Jewish girl.
And for those of you that might not have seen Legally Blonde, Alyssa playing this part, it could be something to be excited about going on a date with. So you have to see the show to get the
Thanks,
whole
Mike.
Vision. Here we go.
I'm breaking my mother's heart. The longer I stand looking at you, the more I hear it splinter and crack from 90 miles away. I'm breaking my mother's heart. The JCC of Spring Valley is shaking and crumbling to the ground, and my grandfather's rolling in his grave. If you had a tattoo, that wouldn't matter. If you had a shaved head, that'd be cool. If you came from Spain or Japan or the back of the van, just as long as you're not from Hebrew school. I say, now I'm getting somewhere. I'm finally breaking through. I say, hey, hey, Shiksa goddess, I've been waiting for someone. Schwartz and Erica Weiss and the Handelman twins. I've been waiting through Heather Greenblatt, Annie Minkus, Karen Pincus, and Lisa Katz, and Stacey Rose and Ellen Kaplan, Julie Silber and Janie Stein. I've had Shabbos dinners on Friday nights with every Shapiro in Washington Heights. But the minute I first met you, I could barely catch my breath. I've been standing for days with a phone in my hand like an idiot scared to death. I've been wandering through the desert. I've been beaten, I've been hit. My people have suffered for thousands of years and I don't give a shit. If you had a pierced tongue, that wouldn't matter. If you once were in jail or you once were a man. If your mother and your brother had relations with each other and your father was connected to the Gotti clan, I'd say, well, yeah, nobody's perfect. It's tragic, but it's true. I'd say, hey, hey, Shiksa goddess, I've been waiting for someone like you. Breaking the circle, you taking the light. You are the story I should write. I have to ride. If you drove an RV, that wouldn't matter. If you like to drink blood, I think it's cute. If you got a powerful connection to your firearm collection, I say, draw a bead and shoot. I'm your Hebrew slave at your service. Just tell me what to do. I say, hey, 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 hey. I've been waiting for someone. I've been praying for someone. I think that I could be in love with someone.
We are back on Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, and sitting with Joel Kipper, the managing producer of the Ocean State Theater Company, and he is also directing this new production of The Last 5 Years, an interesting musical that we've been talking about and listening to music from. We'll continue to listen to some more of the cuts, but we're only going to listen to about 6 of them today out of about 15 or 16, so there's a lot of music in the show, something that is going to be very, very interesting. I can't wait to see. Joel, tell everybody how to get tickets and more information.
So as always, again, I know there's many in your audience who have been to the theater, but I know there's many who have not. So again, it is the Ocean State Theater, 1245 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. And that phone number for the box office is 401, of course, 921-6800. And of course, as always, visit our website 24 hours a day at www.oceanstatetheater.org, and you can get all your ticket purchasing needs taken care of right there on the website.
Or you can go up to the box office anytime after noon on most weekdays and in day of the show, and you can see Tom and get a discount if you mention Joel's name.
Properly tell
Tom that you know, Joel Kipper, because a lot of people call him other things, says he should get a discount because he knows how to say his name correctly. We're going to go back to our actors that are here, Alyssa and David. And David, a lot of music in this. I can't imagine being on stage for, what's, I'm sure, close to a two-hour production with intermission time and everything. And a lot of music for you, though, right?
It's a lot of music to learn. There actually is no intermission.
No intermission.
Without an intermission, which makes it, I think, that much more taxing that there isn't, you know, that there isn't a little break to decompress and to rest, that we each have some built-in rest because we kind of trade off songs.
Right.
But it is. It's a lot of singing. It's a lot of balancing your instrument to make sure that you can make it through a whole song, and or rather a whole show. And
right.
For me, my track vocally kind of starts in a very high, kind of almost a shot out of the cannon, which in some respects is easier because Kathy's track, Alyssa, builds to that. And so, but either way, it is a definitely a vocally challenging show.
Absolutely. And Alyssa, in the other productions you've been in and on lots of other shows, and not only at Ocean State but around the country, have you ever had something that was quite as demanding as far as amount of music to learn?
I mean, Legally Blonde had quite a bit. I was on stage pretty much the whole time, but it's different. It was a different placement in the voice, and the numbers required a different kind of energy, I'll say. So I think that this show is vocally definitely more challenging just because of how it is emotionally and then how it sits in your voice, and it's just different, but definitely still challenging.
Excellent. All right, Joel, we're going to go back to you for some more music. A Summer in Ohio
Yeah, so this is throughout the show, you learn parts of each of their stories as individuals. Jamie is an aspiring novelist and starts to become successful in that. And Kathy is an actress and has had some struggles. But actually, we see an audition sequence that Kathy goes through of auditioning for different productions. And this is a time where she actually gets a job, and she gets a job at a summer theater in Ohio, aptly titled for this song. And so this is a sneak peek at her at that summer theater, and she's actually writing a letter back to Jamie talking about her experience at the theater.
I could have a mansion on a hill. I could lease a villa in Seville, but it wouldn't be as nice as a summer in Ohio with a gay midget named Carl playing Tevye and Porgy. I could wander Paris after dark, take a carriage ride through Central Park, but it wouldn't be as nice as a summer in Ohio, where I'm sharing a room with a former stripper and her snake, Wayne. I could have a satchel full of dollar bills, cures for all the nation's ills, pills to make a lion purr. Look like I was 17. Still, I'm certain I prefer to be going slowly, batty, 40 miles east of Cincinnati. I could shove an ice pick in my eye. I could eat some fish from last July, but it wouldn't be as awful as a summer in Ohio without cable, hot water, Vietnamese food, or you. I saw your book at a Borders in Kentucky, under a sign that said new and recommended. I stole a look at your picture on the inside sleeve, and then I couldn't leave. Richard, who was with me, got uncharacteristically quiet, and he said, "All things considered, I guess you don't have to buy it." So I smile like Mona Lisa, and I lay my visa down. He wants me, he wants me, but he ain't gonna get me. I found my guiding light.
Okay, we're now at the point of the show where the timelines meet, and I guess this is where there's a wedding. Are you volunteering to get married, or are you forced into this?
Well, you might think that I'm forced into it, getting to know David a little bit, but no, it's definitely a happy point in there.
He almost didn't have a chance to say anything, so he just kind of nodded and smiled.
Just snuck that in there a little bit, yeah.
No, but the character, Kathy, gets married at this point. Mm-hmm. And is this, David, is this a big wedding scene, or is it just kind of a small private, or we don't even actually see the wedding?
Well, we don't actually see a real descript kind of wedding.
Okay, so there's no aisle with that.
No, it's definitely, it's not a big production. Okay. And, you know, definitely for the purposes of the show, it's a very intimate affair, and I think that is intentional, just because the character spends so little time on stage together. To see, you know, for them to finally be on stage together in a scene at the same time, for it to be a big production, would be really doing a disservice.
Is your Jewish mother in attendance?
Oh, she's in attendance. Okay. She's not on stage, but she is kvetching somewhere.
All right. So, Joel, this is the piece of music that kind of describes that.
Yeah, so basically the start and the ending of the piece is actually still with them being separated. So as the middle of the song comes, they actually come together, we perform the wedding, and then towards the end of the song, they again part ways and the timelines have crossed and they've gone in the opposite directions again. So this is the beautiful wedding.
We will listen to this piece and take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations.
No, that one's Jerry Seinfeld. That one's John Lennon there. No, the Dakota. The San Remo is up a few blocks. Have you been inside the museum? We should go. Meet the dinosaurs. Kathy. Will you share your life with me for the next 10 minutes? For the next 10 minutes, we can handle that. We could watch the waves, we could watch the sky, or just sit and wait as the time ticks by. And if we make it till then, can I ask you again for another 10? And if you in turn agree to the next 10 minutes, and the next 10 minutes till the morning comes, then just holding you might compel me to ask you for more. There are so many lives I want to share with you. I will never be complete until I do.
On time, please don't expect that from me. I will be late, but if you can just wait, I will make it eventually. Not like it's in my control, not like I'm proud of the fact, but anything other than being exactly on time I can do. I don't know why people run. I don't know why things fall through. I don't know how anybody survives in this life without someone like you. I could protect and preserve. I could say no and goodbye. But why, Jamie, why?
me
forever.
For the next 10 lifetimes,
forever,
for millions of summers,
till the world explodes, till there's no one left who has ever known us apart.
There are so many dreams I need to see with you. I will never be complete.
I will never be alive.
I will never change the world until I do.
We are back on Conducting Conversations, and we're sitting with the Ocean State Theater Company's crew that is going to be putting on the last 5 years. David is here, Alyssa is here, and Joel. And Joel, as director, this is a modern, if you will. It's not Oklahoma, it's not The King and I or Music Man. It's a modern thing, and there's lots of adult language sometimes in the play. So why don't you speak towards that?
Yeah, so, you know, it is a contemporary piece, and certainly, as I said a little bit earlier, you know, one of the things that is appealing about the show is that it's very truthful, it's very honest, it's very raw in places, and so, you know, there's a couple of moments with some adult language, but, you know, just some descriptive, emoting descriptive words for emotions that are feeling, and obviously, if, for anybody who's ever been in a relationship, you know that there are times where there are certain words that feel more expressive that you want to express. So, but it's all appropriate for the context of the show, and certainly, you know, nothing that is overwhelming, but certainly something we always liked our audiences to know about.
So, Alyssa, if you had a little sister that was 12 years old, would she be coming to see this?
If she was 12. And
10?
It was me. I mean, I don't know. I guess parents have to make up their own minds. There are a couple of choice words. I guess it just depends on.
Okay, so they should just be forewarned, but
yes.
There's no There's no full nudity or anything.
No, not in this show.
Not that Joel has told you at this point.
Not yet, no.
Okay, right, because you only got 3 days till the preview, so it's, you know, it should be time soon.
Yeah, it would be quite the surprise at this point, I think.
Now, David, you'd be willing, right?
Oh, to get naked for the show?
Yeah.
Oh, sure. I mean, okay. You know, look, if I'm an artist.
Right.
So I will sacrifice my dignity for art. It's not something I haven't done before.
Well, we don't want the audience to think that's going to happen. But for those of you that know Joel, I mean, he was in a production of The Full Monty. And one time the towel did slip. I remember that. But that's not like this show. So bring the whole family. It should be a fun production. It certainly is an interesting storyline. Joel, let's get to the next piece of music, which is If I Didn't Believe in You.
Yeah, so this is one of Jamie's songs towards the end of the show and towards the end of their relationship in chronological order. And so what happens is this: at this point in the show, we start to see from Jamie's perspective the splinters and cracks that have started to creep into this relationship. And Kathy has been sort of struggling with her career. Jamie's career has taken off, and so that's put some stresses on the relationship. And so this is sort of, again, one of those truthful, honest conversations that two people have, I think, when you start to go into two different directions. And again, is love enough to keep that all together? And so that's sort of what this song represents.
There are people, and they are publishing my book, and there's a party that they are throwing. And while you've made it very clear that you're not going, I will be going. And that's done. But what's it really about? Is it really about a party, Kathy? Can we please for a minute stop blaming and say what you feel? Is it just that you're disappointed to be touring again for the summer? Did you think this would all be much easier than it's turned out to be? Well, then talk to me, Kathy. Talk to me. If I didn't believe in you, we'd never have gotten this far. If I didn't believe in you and all of the 10,000 women you are, if I didn't think you could do anything you ever wanted to, if I wasn't certain that you'd come through somehow. The fact of the matter is, Kathy, I wouldn't be standing here now. If I didn't believe in you, we wouldn't be having this fight. If I didn't believe in you, I'd walk out the door and say, Kathy, you're right. But I never could let that go, knowing the things about you I know. Things when I met you 4 years ago I knew. It never took much convincing to make me believe in you. Don't we get to be happy, Kathy? At some point down the line, don't we get to relax without some new tsuris to push me yet further from you? If I'm cheering on your side, Kathy, why can't you support mine? Why do I have to feel I've committed some felony doing what I always swore I would do? I don't want you to hurt. I don't want you to sink. But you know what I think? I think you'll be fine. Just hang on and you'll see. But don't make me wait till you do to be happy with you. Will you listen to me? No one can give you courage can thicken your skin. I will not fail so you can be comfortable, Kathy. I will not lose because you can't win. If I didn't believe in you, then here's where the travelogue ends. If I didn't believe in you, I couldn't have stood before all of our friends and said, this is the life I choose. This is the thing I can't bear to lose. Trip us or trap us, but we refuse to fall. That's what I thought we agreed on, Kathy. If I hadn't believed in you, I wouldn't have loved you at all. Now why don't you put your dress on and we'll go, okay? Kathy, can we just do that, please?
Well, Joel, this definitely seems like a very, very interesting musical. I'm anxious to see it. Those of you that haven't gotten tickets yet, you can certainly do that by going to the website. And Joel will remind you about website and phone number and things like that in just a minute. But I want to thank Alyssa and David for coming in today. Thanks, Alyssa. Nice to see you again.
Thanks, Mike. Good to see you, too.
And David, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Thank you for having me.
And I'll be looking forward to the previews on Wednesday night and then opening night on Friday night. And then next Sunday, right after the show, right after the performance, if you'd like to, if you're in the audience, stay in your seats. We'll have Conducting Conversations Live, where we have a talk back with the audience, and David and Alyssa can answer your questions, or maybe you want to ask the audience questions.
Yeah,
we haven't done that before, so that might be a good way to go about it. Joel, thanks for coming in, and let's get some information about tickets.
Yeah, thanks again for having us in today, Mike. Certainly, again, 1245 Jefferson Boulevard in Warwick. That's our in-house box office, so stop by. Visit us online at www.oceanstatetheater.org or give that box office a call at 401-921-6800. But again, I'm very proud of this piece. I'm selfish because I'm the director, so of course I would say that. But I really do think this is a piece that is different for our audiences. We haven't quite done a contemporary musical like this before, and certainly with the uniqueness of this timeline. So I have encouraged your audiences to come experience it.
Great. We have one more piece of music to listen to. And we're just going to listen to a portion of this last song. It's a little lengthy, so we'll listen to this, and what's it going to be?
So this is the finale of the show. So what happens is we have Jamie at the end of the relationship with his goodbye, and we have Kathy at the beginning of the relationship saying goodbye after the first date.
Excellent. Thanks again, everyone. And for the rest of you out there, we'll see you next week on Conducting Conversations.
I called Elise to help me pack my bags. I went downtown and closed the bank account. It's not about another shrink. It's not about another compromise. I'm not the only one who's hurting here. I don't know what the hell is left to do. You never saw how far the crack had opened. You never knew I had run out of rope. And I could never rescue you. Let you go.
Just close the gate.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.